I guess it's a kind of a marble shaped piece on top of it, about, it must have been an inch thick or so, you know.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have a screen, no screen, you know, way back then.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I was a little boy, we had a raised a rooster there. I don't know where he was. He was fighting this thing with himself. And but we'd always raise our own bedding chicken, you know. Daddy got 2-3 roosters and brought them. Thank you, and he'd to get rid of them. Everyone he'd bring there, he'd kill them, you know.
Yeah.
And he got in the house once or twice. He got up on that dresser, and we had to watch him. We had to keep the front door closed sometimes. Where he come from, where the door he'd come in from, you know. He'd get up there and he'd get in that glass and fight in the glass with himself, you know. He's always fighting another rooster. He broke a many pitcher and glasses. We put them on there and forget about it, you know. And then we had armor, what they call those armor, you put clothes in and hang some in, you know.
Uh-huh.
And two, we had some places in the bedroom, we had a little cabinet light to hang clothes in, and then a shelf on it to put clothes in, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, they were all homemade, and nowadays people buy them all, you know, but they were all homemade, and they're just as handy as the one that you buy now, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, you've said, of course, on it. What would you call this?
We call them, a sofa, they call them. We had some, a small one, they call them love seats, you know.
Okay.
Small one.
All right. And then maybe what you're sitting in would be called a...
Well, tell the truth, I don't believe they had a chair reclined like this yet. They all had rocking chairs, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Had good rockers, different kind, and had some, a lot of people, we had some chair made out of wood with cowhide seat on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man up here on this road, canal road here, makes them now. It makes them different, but he uses cowhide for the bottom. He makes rockers. They sell 27. Did sell 27, maybe more now.
Yeah. Okay. All this stuff, you know, all the stuff you sit in, your tables and chairs and everything, you call what? You call it the.
Well, the dining room table. My mother had it when she married. Her daddy made a dining room table.
Uh-huh.
And it was made out of cypress. There wasn't a nail in it. Every table, the leg pieces were mortared in, you couldn't hardly tell it, and he'd drill a little hole and he'd drove a piece of cypress through there, and then he'd cut it off so smooth, and you couldn't tell it. And that just lasted until I last one had it, and I had it in the house, an old house I had then. And I was off, I had a trunk and a lot of things in some way or another, and I was off working, and it caught a fire and everything burnt up, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that table was, he made it himself.
Yeah, and you'd call all this stuff together. If you say you had to move from one house to another house, you'd have to move your... Do you have a name for it? You know, all the fixings in the house? Everything?
Well,
you ever call it furniture?
From what I saw, I think they mostly called it household goods. Because, for instance, I've read on the record, in the book, and years gone by on deeds I read. And I went to Louisiana over there and checked us on some land there, talking about people selling the. Them days they had to take a inventory of all the household goods, clock, gun, bed, chairs, and furniture of all kinds, all description.
Okay.
And they call that all household goods had to be listed.